The Rainbow Effect by Dr. Stephen Cabral, page 355, the Dr. Cabral Detox Manual. First, I want to congratulate you on taking the first step to a brand new you. You have already done more than most people ever will, and that's to commit to improving your life and reaching your higher potential. This is going to be a fun and exciting journey, and I can't wait for you to join our community of success stories and those sharing your same story. Together, we all help each other to become better. This final chapter is the exact manual that comes with every 7, 14, or 12, 21-day Dr. Cabral Detox Kit. I wanted to include it as a free bonus to this book because I have seen the result of what it can do for people. It's hard to believe, but this 21-day challenge has been the catalyst that has changed more lives than ever expected. I want you to enjoy those same wellness, weight loss, or anti-aging results, and that is why I have included the manual in its entirety. Inadvertently, this manual is also a summary of the major points we spoke about in this book. In this regard, it should serve as a nice recap of everything we have covered. If you want to skip the Rainbow Effect summary, we can move on to where it says how it works. What to expect? We have covered a lot in this book. And the first question is, typically, where do I start? It's a great question, and that's why I say if you do nothing else in terms of emptying your rain barrel, I can't recommend the 21-day Dr. Cabral Detox enough. Please do keep in mind that you do not need to use my product, even though that is what I seek for work in my practice. Since I do not want this to be a promotion for my particular recommendation, I also provide other third-party sources to choose from other products and complete meal plan and shopping list. Although results will vary, when you empty your rain bowl using the Dr. Cabral Detox, you will most likely see a rebalancing in healthy inflammation levels, healthy blood sugar levels, hormones, toxin reduction, joint pain, allergies, metabolism and weight, digestion, brain fog, skin appearance, energy, mood, libido, sleep. It's time to begin. Remember, this chapter does not exclude the distress protocol we just reviewed. It simplifies the diet and supplement sections into one easy-to-follow protocol. From a clinical perspective, implementing these two first will give you the most tangible amount of results fastest. You can then use those first wins and build upon them by adding in the exercise, stress reduction, toxin removers, rest, emotional component, and success mindset. Some of those easy add-ons can include dry brushing, Epsom salt bath, meditation, walking, and more rest. The point I am trying to make is not to allow everything you could do overwhelm you with simply getting started by doing something. And since the Dr. Cabral Detox can be the springboard to seeing the results you want, that is my highest recommendation of where to begin. The Rainbow Effect. When I was 20 years old, sitting in the waiting room of my allergist's office and suffering miserably from red, swollen shut, itchy eyes, post-nasal drip, and chest congestion, I picked up an article lying amongst the magazines. I had already been dealing with allergies most of my life and had read quite a bit on how to heal them. However, this article immediately caught my attention. I didn't know it at the time, but it would trigger a new mindset that would be the beginning of my healing journey. This article mentioned a phrase I had never once heard uttered by doctors, specialists, or anyone inside the medical community. To this day, it's still rarely talked about. It's called the Rainbow Effect. What it is and how it eloquently explains how we get sick, age, and lose our vitality is life-changing. Once you know the how and why you got where you are right now, you can then finally begin to heal. The rainbow effect is the answer you have been looking for. It explains the mystery illness like the one I had where your blood work looks fine, but you're still sick and tired. It also answers the question as to why you may have that autoimmune, skin, joint pain, headache, or other officially diagnosed disease. So, without further ado, let me introduce you to the biggest concept in natural health and medicine that's very rarely, if ever, talked about. The rainbow effect explained. The best way to think about how and why you got sick, overweight, or just feeling like blah is to picture a rainbow or just a bucket. A rainbow is used to catch water and hold onto it every time it rains. No one ever notices the rain is filling up the barrel, until, of course, the barrel overflows. It's at the point that the barrel needs to be emptied or it will no longer function properly. Instead of the barrel serving a healthy purpose, it will instead spill over onto your garden, patio, or create a dead spot of grass in your backyard. The same theory holds true for our own bodies. Over time, we accumulate toxins. Some come from the environment and are man-made, such as pollution, pesticides, exhaust fumes, plastics, flame retardants, and heavy metals like mercury and cadmium. Others come from candida, bacteria, parasites, stress hormones, or other internal metabolic processes. What happens is that when these natural and synthetic toxins float around in our blood is that they must be disposed of. This then takes energy, the proper nutrients, rest, and well-functioning liver to filter out the harmful substrates. As long as your body is getting everything it needs, then the process continues to run smoothly and maintain equilibrium. Are you missing the signs? The issue is that as the years pass, we accumulate more and more toxins and our bodies begin to run low on certain reserves. Our bodies then begin to lose the internal battle and our rainbow begins to fill up faster. But even as your rainbow is filling up, you still may not see any initial symptoms of not feeling well. The problem is that noticeable external symptoms do not arise until your rainbow begins to overflow. Unfortunately, just like a real barrel that catches the rain, you won't know it's full, unless you lab test, until it's spilling over the sides. The reason for this is that at that point, your body and the rain barrel can no longer keep up with the demands placed on it. It does not have enough reserves left. It's also at this time that you will begin to feel the outward symptoms of your internal systemic imbalances. You may see or feel pain, skin issues, headaches, fatigue, inflammation, weight gain, a loss in vitality, or really any sign of poor health. You may even be diagnosed with a disease or a specific health condition at this point, such as high blood pressure, cholesterol, autoimmune, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, allergies, asthma, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, or any other set of symptoms we give the name. You're not your disease. A rainbow will, of course, continue to take on more water, but not without spilling additional contents. It will carry on like this until the owner empties its current load. It has no other choice, and neither does your body. Luckily, just like a physical rainbow, you too, metaphorically speaking, can empty your rainbow and lower your total toxic load. As I said, when I first learned about this discovery, I knew it was going to be an important part of my figuring out how to recover from my own mystery illness that the best doctors and specialists in the world couldn't figure out. Little did I know, over a decade later, that it wouldn't just play a role in me getting well, it turned out to be the answer that I and many others were searching for. Chronic disease explained. No chronic disease, illness, cancer, or any other health issues happens overnight. It is so gradual wearing down of our body's defense that eventually gives way to poor health. However, what we see as the outcome, we notice the symptoms, and those symptoms such as fatigue, weight gain, joint pain, skin issues, infertility, autoimmune, digestive, cancer, etc. are the end results. The image depicted below is commonly used in functional medicine to show patients how they get sick. It also explains to them how they are not their disease. Their disease is merely their body's expression of imbalance and trying to maintain homeostasis within the body. Each person will always have their own genetic predisposition to what they may have for health issues if their total toxic load becomes too great. For example, in my family, everyone gets rheumatoid arthritis and digestive issues. However, no one seems to get Hashimoto's, lupus, multiple sclerosis, or other autoimmune issues. What's even more interesting is that some new people I see in my practice that come in with an autoimmune issue show me previous lab work where sometimes they had the disease and at other times it wasn't showing up and they were fine. This is called epigenetics, which explains how our genes can be turned on and off depending on their environment. The interesting concept, though, is that these disease names are all different expressions from the same malfunctions in the body. We see them as different diseases, but they are not. They are but different manifestations of an imbalanced body trying desperately to rebalance itself. This is why the symptoms you are dealing with are not the disease itself. Mostly, the symptoms are the outward sign of your body trying to empty its rain barrel and rebalance. For example, most people believe when they get a fever, they have to reduce it at the first sign. However, the fever is not the sickness. The fever is your body trying to speed up the flow of white blood cells and raise your cold body temperature in order to naturally kill viruses. It is only when a fever becomes too high that we should try to lower it. Your body knows what it is doing and wants to help you heal. This is why suppressing symptoms will never lead to healing. It can't. The reason is that when you treat the symptoms, you are missing the whole point. Since the symptoms are the response of the body to an underlying root cause issue imbalance. It's time to empty your rain barrel. This is why I came up with the term empty your rain barrel. I thought that once you knew what the rain barrel effect meant and why we ultimately get sick or gain weight, that the next logical step would be to ask, how do I empty my rain barrel? I felt that once you knew, if you are asking that question right now, then you are on the right track to ultimately getting well, losing weight, and feeling like alive again. Because without first lowering your toxicity and a lifetime of accumulation, then it's going to be difficult for your body to get back to a state of equilibrium. So, in real-world application, the number one remedy to lowering your total toxic body burden is to complete a simple functional medicine detoxification protocol. However, this isn't one of those first fruit juice or maple syrup cleanses. It's not that those are necessarily all bad, it's just that they lack the specific nutrients to truly work with your body's biology. So, before I literally give you the same protocol I use in my practice, I want to share with you why anyone would decide to complete a functional medicine detox protocol. 77,000 reasons to detox. 200 years ago, to get well, a simple break from eating and a water fast would do. That's because there wasn't the profit-seeking, underhandedness of big business looking to cut costs at every corner and as a result, create synthetic chemicals to replace natural ingredients. And the fact that they have essentially both the U.S. government and many governments around the world, they have passed laws allowing more than 77,000 man-made chemicals into the environment. Our bodies simply weren't designed for this type of an assault. As a result, our immune systems and liver are working 24 hours a day trying to clean our blood from the chemicals that enter it through our water, food, air, and the environment around us. But much of the time, our bodies get run down. As a consequence, we can't keep up, and so the toxins get stored in our fat cells, which cause them to expand. And inflammation follows right behind as estrogen and cortisol levels rise in both men and women. This also when blood sugar becomes increased due to stress and your cell respirators being blocked. This is a problem that no one has taken about. It's not just about eating less and exercise more. That doesn't work anymore. It's also not enough to combat things like chloride, flame retardant materials, bromides in food, BPA, pesticides, preservatives, and tens of thousands of other man-made toxins that pollute our environment and bodies on a daily basis. This is why it's no longer possible to keep up with the spread of food and environmental chemicals without some help and support. And that support comes in the form of specific foods and detoxifying supplements to remove these chemicals and purify your body. Here's why it works. If you have never heard of a detox, please don't confuse it with a drug rehabilitation program or anything medical related. Detoxification is a natural function of every human body. Your body was beautifully designed to have all the blood in your body filtered by your liver, which is an organ located under the right side of your rib cage every 6 minutes. Literally, your liver is like your vacuum filter cleaning everything in your blood 24 hours a day, 365 days a year without a rest. But as you can see from the photo above, in order for it to do its job, it must get a daily adequate supply of beta vitamins, vitamin C, antioxidant, amino acid, and minerals. And if it doesn't get all those nutrients, the thousands of ducts within your liver can actually begin to get clogged up with bile and toxic sludge-like material that needs to be removed for a healthy functioning body. If not, your skin, energy, mood, weight, sleep, and health will suffer. Plus, if you only get certain nutrients and not all of those listed, then your liver cannot fully complete the detoxification of these harmful toxins by converting them from a fat-soluble toxin to harmless water-soluble toxin, which can then be excreted in your urine, stool, or sweat. This is where the most people go wrong. They believe they can still get all the nutrients they need from food alone. I used to believe the same thing, until I realized that most people's digestion is so weak it can't break down all the nutrients your body needs to cleanse itself. To make matters worse, it would take more vegetables than you could possibly eat to get the amount of nutrients needed to fully detox.